The Baby Lambs podcast may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Baby Lambs podcast. Welcome to the Baby Lambs podcast. Welcome to the Baby Lambs podcast.
I don't know. It was weird.
Your phone was stuck in your underwear.
Wait, what is this? What do I have in here?
What do you have in there?
I have a toothpick. That's why I'm so uncomfortable.
Oh my god. You're literally stabbing yourself. No wonder.
I've been so uncomfortable for like the past 5 minutes. I'm like, man, I don't know what's in here. And I haven't been feeling it. So I was like, I don't know, Mom. You know what?
Now you're using this. Yeah. Hey, man. Wind and toothpick, I guess.
I just washed them, too.
Ah, what? Oh, so that's that toothpick's been through the rinse cycle. Does it taste like your detergent?
No.
Oh, I was hoping it would.
No, I also had food, like, in my braces.
Oh.
Cut it out.
Okay. On that note, hi, welcome back to the Baby Lambs podcast.
Hey!
I'm Ashley.
And I'm Lisette, the one with a pocket toothpick.
Yeah. You know, you're just here with... It's funny because she comes over to record usually in, like, work clothes, and then she changes into, like, chill, comfy clothes. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how you got a toothpick in there, but whatever. Here we are.
You know, the conversation that we had earlier about how our bodies feel, like, I feel like I'm 38 in my body, but my brain feels like it's in its 20s, even though I'm, like, 32. So, one thing I've started doing, and I think, I don't know if, like, the men in your family did this, but they would always, like, in their guayaberas, they would always have, like, mm-hmm. like, una ayetica, or, like, there was always something useful for whatever time,
or, like,
you know?
Chicle.
Yeah, just, like, they were always ready. And, like, you know what's a thing I've been doing on my walks with the dogs, if I have them at home? Mm. I take pocket crackers.
Pocket crackers?
Yeah, pocket crackers. Because, you know, you want, like, a little snack, but you don't want to walk back home. So, like, I bring them with me, and I just eat my, like, I take out my crackers from my pocket, and I eat them, and Michael's like, what the fuck? That's pocket crackers. I'm like, me. And I'm not surprised that I found a toothpick in my pocket.
Yeah, because you have to pick, you know, you have the crackers in them, and you have braces, so I'm sure it's a combination of things. Well, I'm glad you were able to retrieve the enormous splinter from your thigh.
Seriously.
For those of you just joining us for the first time, we're the Baby Lambs podcast. We are a couple of 30-something-year-olds from Miami, Florida. We're a little, well, not a little Latino, we're Latino. Latinx, a Cuban. Well, I'm Cuban American.
I guess I'm Cuban American too.
Yeah, but you were born in Cuba, so you're like,
I'm Cuban.
So I'm American Cuban. You're Cuban American.
Yeah, which I've learned a lot about identity in the past couple of weeks. So I can get into that at some point tonight.
Good. Well, either way. Good, because I think I need an explanation too. And we like to talk about nerdy things. We like to talk about things that go on in our lives. We're both best friends. We're mm-hmm. both childless. Mm-hmm. And we have dogs. And mm-hmm. We're married, not to each other.
Sadly.
But we enjoy a lot of the same things, pop culture, the news, and all that jazz. So today's topic is what? Being 30?
Yeah. 30s? Yeah, we're just going to keep on, like, our series of, like, being in your 30s and what that's like.
Yeah. For those of you who are already 30, I hope that this is funny to you. or if you are past 30, I hope that this is nostalgic. And you could sit here and be like, oh, you're complaining about that. And, like...
You're so naive.
Exactly. Because that's how I felt in my 20s.
Like, yeah. That's how I now, as a 30-something, feel about 20-somethings. You know, when they complain about certain things or they talk about something, I'm like, child, you're so naive. Let me talk to you.
Yeah. It's kind of fun, though, because, like, when you go from 17, 18, especially if you're going into college mm-hmm. or whatever, when the moment that you're out of high school or prim, mm-hmm. whatever, that change happens. I was actually watching, like, I found this YouTube channel that's basically just a collection of TikToks. So
I love it. Thank you.
It's so great. But, like, the TikToks are, it's, like, the response-based TikToks mm-hmm. where it's, like, somebody's, like, tell me about, like, a weird fact that mm-hmm. you've learned only through your job. And then, like, people usually. Mm-hmm. So it's a collection of, like, one topic. And there was one that was, like, what are things that people don't tell you about becoming an adult? And a lot of the ones that you hear are people, like, in their 20s, and they're like, no one tells you that electricity costs money and water costs money and
oh, no.
And about taxes, like, fuck taxes.
Yes.
It was cute because they were very irate. And I'm like, I remember that coming to that realization when I had to, like, I have to pay for my car. Like, I have to, like.
For me, it was water.
Oh, like, pay for water?
Yeah, I was like, why am I paying for water? It comes from the earth. Like, I don't understand why I'm paying for this water. Why is it being regulated? I already come from a country that doesn't have, like, just, like, water at any given point. Like, I have to go to the fucking river, put it in the barrel, and then, like, drag it back home.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Paying for all the things. And electricity. And, like, getting accustomed to, like, oh, I have to pay, like, and sometimes I get charged more, and sometimes I get charged less, and, like,
yeah. And then trying to figure out, like, how you can balance it out, but it'll never balance out, because we live in Miami, which means that they can charge us whatever they want, whenever they want, and we just have to pay it.
Yeah, because more likely than not, we're not trying to get away with not having the AC on.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it doesn't make sense. It's not, if we were in California, we could. Yeah. Even though it's miserable, too. But it's too humid here. If you don't have the... I mean, other countries that don't have... Yeah. Are more humid and don't have AC. But, you know, when we talk about, like, code violations mm-hmm. and stuff to buildings, you can't just not have the AC on because it'll create mold. And,
yeah.
And, like, learning about all these things in your 20s. But, yeah, of course Miami can charge whatever they want because people are... Because real Miamians don't actually want to, like bake all the time. Mm-hmm. We don't all just want to, like, sit in the heat all the time. Al contrario. Like, we want to be hot for, like, as long, like, in a controlled environment and then immediately walk into a freezer. And that freezer being our home.
Yeah, so, and then you're sick.
And then you're sick, and then you're like, oh, God, I have COVID. And
yeah.
Then, like, forget it. But yeah, 30s are fun. I was talking to you earlier today about how today I just felt like I feel like I woke up and, like, got hit by a bus.
Mm.
Like, I woke up and felt like, man, I'm either, like, sleeping so deeply that when the alarm goes off, like, I'm coming out of REM and my body hasn't caught up with me yet. But even though last night, I definitely did wake up in the middle of the night because I was in a dream and I don't remember much of it. But in the dream, I do end up in some sort of, like, tunnel. Hold on. It'll make sense in a second.
I can't with you in your dreams.
I was, like, in a tunnel, and the tunnel was, like, imagine if it was, like, an inflatable tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But the tunnel is inflated with the ocean.
I know.
Right? So it's like, imagine, like, an inflatable tunnel and it's the ocean. Doesn't make sense. And I don't know what happened in the tunnel. I don't, like, I could have probably told you at that time when I woke up, but I don't remember. I didn't take down notes. But in the, all of a sudden I pop the tunnel and, like, water starts coming in, but it's not like, oh, I'm going to drown. That's not my fear.
Okay.
My fear is, like, all of the sea creatures that are in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And I wake up thinking that, like, a giant blowfish has, like, hit me on the back, like, inflated itself and, like, popped up on my back and, like, startled me.
Okay.
When in reality, I woke up because Leela was trying to make herself comfortable and pushed her ass directly into the middle of my back. So my brain interpreted that as a blowfish, which is so fun.
You and your dreams.
I know.
I love it. I don't know why. So, I woke up last night at like 2 in the morning because I heard Vaquita at the front of the house. Like if she was kind of like barking for attention, which wasn't like a menacing bark. She was just kind of like, like, you know, like burp, 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 like whatever. Uh-huh. And I'm like, man, like, let me go check. See if she's actually in the front, because I remember her, like, putting her in the bed with us. And I go to the front. She's nowhere in the front. I, like, feel around the bed. I can't find her. But then, like, she was in the bed this whole time. And I'm like, okay, whatever dog ghost I have in this house is officially, like, making itself known. Because I swear that, like, she was away. Oh. Like, not near me. Like, away. So I say that to say because now whenever I wake up randomly, and I don't know if it happens to you when you, like, don't feel like you rested, but, like, you just spend the rest of the day, like, in a daze. That's where, like, you don't remember the day at all. And then you don't, when you do remember, you don't know if, like, the day was a dream or the dream was the day.
Yes. That's how I feel today.
And that's a new symptom of my 30s.
Yeah. Like, I, like, catching up on, like, I feel like there's no way I can get enough sleep.
Yeah.
There's like, it's like, there's no way. Like, feeling refreshed is not a feeling that comes very often. Yeah, why?
Like, I notoriously don't get 8 hours of sleep. I barely even get 6. So it's like, I'm usually tired in the morning, but I feel like energized, like, once I fully wake up. But the days where I'm like, I got my 8 hours and a half of sleep and I maintain that for a couple of weeks, it's when I'm the most tired. I feel like I did not rest at all or anything like that. And I'm like, I don't know, you know? And then it's like, at some point we're going to have kids, which means like, I'm just never going to sleep. I'm never going to feel rested.
That's a fear I have, is like having babies and realizing like, if I can't sleep because I think my dog is a blowfish on my back, what is the rest of my life going to look like when I have a kid? Because like, like how, like when I woke up this morning, I could barely, like, I literally had, I had to force myself out and be like, you have to walk, Layla, you have to walk. And like, I've even been lazy on those walks. Like, I've been doing the walks. Mm-hmm. I just haven't been doing them long enough. I know, you track me. We follow each other. And, but like, walking with Layla, like, my ass is in, my head is in my ass. Like, yeah. I don't know what way is up. And I'm like, how do mothers do it? So sleep deprived. Like, am I gonna drop my baby? Like, I feel like,
yeah,
I don't know how I put my socks on today. But like, moms are incredible because they do that, like,
they remember to feed their babies and like change them and like do stuff for them. And then like, now that I'm older, and, like, I hear of cases where, like, oh, yeah, no, I completely, like, forgot X, Y, Z, like, with the baby or with the kid or whatever. I'm like, I know how you do it. I know how that happens. I, as a non-parent, forget things all the time now. Yeah. It's so easy.
Have you been you've been forgetting, like, stupid things,
everything
too? What have you been forgetting?
Oh, my God. Here's some
examples.
What have I been forgetting? Oh, this one's gross. I keep forgetting to brush my teeth.
Why?
I don't, like, and the good thing is that it happens on the days where, like, I go to the office. So when I remember and I'm at the office, I have my kit there because, you know, I have braces and stuff. Yeah. So, like, I'll brush my teeth in the office. But I'm like, how did I forget? And I did everything else. I washed my face, put on my moisturizer. Like, I did all of it except brush my teeth. And it's like, it happens at least once a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, that's awful. I mean, it's awful because when you remember, like, they're so, like, critical to our routines, right? Mm-hmm. That was, like, me, like, forgetting, like, one day from, like, each day this week I forgot something. Like, forgetting my keys or forgetting my purse or forgetting that I, like, just yesterday I had to, I was preparing for Christina's baby shower, office baby shower. So I had, like, all these cookies because I bought all these Night Owl cookies the day before. So I had all these cookies. I knew I had to go to Publix and buy a little cake, too. And And I had, like, my purse, and I had my water bottle, and I had these three things, and da-da-da-da, and I'm, like, walking to the car, and thank God I decided to go to the Publix here and not the one in front of our job, because it was while I was at that Publix, I'm like, I left the decorations. So I literally, thank God Gabe works from home, I had to call him and be like, can you, like, get the bag and, like, throw it in my window, because... Yeah. But it's every day. Every day there's like a, like one thing falls out. I'm like, this, how do people do it with kids? Like, my kids are going to forget their book bags because I'm not going to get them.
Yep.
Like, I'm not going to remember. I don't remember
nada. I officially, the days that I have to go into the office, I have to make sure that, you saw the big ass orange bag that I brought with me. I have to pack it the night before and make sure that everything I need for like, to, like, run out the door is in there, because for sure, I've left my laptop and had to come back. I've left my wallet many times and have had to come back. I have left, if, like, Michael's the one dropping me off, I've left my keys back home. And you would think, why do you need your keys if Michael's the one that's going to pick you up? And you have to think, what if I go out? What if Michael goes out? Like, if Sasha drops me off, I have to make sure that I get into the house. Easily, I forgot my keys. Today was one of those days where I forgot to brush my teeth in the morning. And I forgot my keys. Yeah, I'm like, I don't know how this is happening. Maybe I'm overwhelmed with work stuff, or like just personally, and I'm trying to remember too many things. So that's why, like, when my brain says it's not important, you don't need it anymore. But I'm like, no, these things are important. Like, my dental hygiene is an important thing. I'm doing everything else except the one thing.
I know, but look how much water you're drinking now.
So much water. So, like, look, guys, listen. How much water do you think is in here?
You know what it looks like? For those of you who can't see, it kind of... It's one of those bottles that, like... Do you remember from, like, Looney Tune cartoons, and you would see, like, Yosemite Sam and, like, holding, like, a bottle of poison?
Yeah, that's
what it looks like.
Or, like, a jug of moonshine?
It's a jug of moonshine, but it has a straw. And it's very cute, and I'm very jealous. It makes my, what I thought was a big bottle, like, look
this
like a
baby. This is massive.
That's enormous.
But it's because, like, we don't have a water fountain in the office right now. You know, we work for a public university, so we have to abide by, like, CDC guidelines and all that, which means water fountains are not in use at the moment. Mm-hmm. And I think this is
64.
Yeah, I think it's 64 ounces.
Yeah, because this is 32 ounces.
Yeah, it's a half gallon.
See, this is what we talk about in our 30s now. We're here comparing water bottle size. And now I'm contemplating, should I just get a 64 ounce?
And I would say yes, because this one came with three different tops, and one of them is a straw one, and it's very handy. And now I'm thinking, okay, I can get the smaller one that's just like a little handheld, so I can also use it as my coffee thing.
Ooh. You know?
And not have both. Just like...
that's just bound to happen, which is what Sasha does, and we've made fun of her for years, and now I get it. I was thinking about it this morning because I was drinking my tea,
mm-hmm.
and I was in a hurry because, per usual, because I was running late. I barely knew where my ass was. So I was drinking my tea, and I'm like, man, I should really just, like, put it in a container and take my mm-hmm. tea with me and enjoy it on the drive. But I didn't do that.
I have, like, we have two of those, like, coffee mug things. And honestly, I love, like, when I'm driving to work, I love having that, like, near me and, like, drinking my coffee. I'm like, I feel so professional. Like,
how very, like, I'm from, like, 80s swag.
I'm a commuter, okay? Like, you know, I got places to go and people to see.
That's not a bad idea, because I have one of those at the office, like a little Yeti.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little Yeti with like the lid and whatever, mm-hmm. and I never use it because I got it as a promotion like 3 years ago.
Oh.
I should just get it and bring
it home. Well, the ones that I have, one, my mom, someone left behind in a room in like brand new packaging, and my mom brought it to me. And then the other one, Michael got it as his graduation present from his program. So I was like, this is great. You have one. I have one. To me, they're super useful. But now I'm on the hunt for a backpack, like a good backpack, like one that costs like $100. Ooh, you know, we're like splurge. Yeah, where it's like, it's for your laptop. It's like a good one for like your laptop, or for me, like when I travel and like I lug around my camera stuff. Mm-hmm. But like something that's a little bit more functional for work and protects my shoulders, because this massive beach bag that I'm using, it's not the situation. I mean, it's great. It's coming very handy.
Yeah.
But it's not the thing.
It can't be it.
Yeah. So I'm in the market. I'm in the market for something like cute.
It makes a huge difference, because when I went to Disney, this was my first trip in a while, and I've acquired like all these random things, especially from like FabFitFun, mm-hmm. not sponsored. I had like all the packing cubes and whatever, and I decided to use everything. So I was shocked at like my level of organization, because I was like, oh, all my shirts are in one packing cube, all of my whatever, and I had like, oh, but all my electronics are in like one little pouch, and then like all my other things are in one little pouch, and then like I'll just pull out all the, so like all of my packing items were just little pouches,
which is great,
which was, it made me feel like such like an accomplished woman.
I thought about getting packing pouches a little bit too late, because I forgot that I no longer had the ones from my mom. So I was like, listen, I missed the opportunity.
Okay. Examples of your 30s, people. Examples
yeah. of your 30s. Yeah, things that, like, you would see older people that were, like, professionals do when you were, like, in your 20s and traveling. And you were like, no one needs to be this, like, extra. And now that you're older and you know exactly how much crap you bring with you, you're like, absolutely, yes, this should be acceptable.
Yeah.
And everyone should have a class on this.
100%. And bringing extra pouches. Like, now I bring, not only is everything separated into cubes, but I also bring, like, extra baggage stuff. So, like, to take my laundry in and to, like, put away, like, dirty shoes. So, like, if I dirty some shoes, I can just put them in a separate bag, and it doesn't have to be, like, a plastic bag that I find around. I have a reusable one.
See, I'm good about that. I usually always bring like a couple of plastic bags with me regardless. Mm-hmm. But yeah, those packing cubes though, change your life.
They are. They're pretty great. I didn't even unpack my clothes, and I literally put the packing cubes in the drawers. Yeah. And packing back up was so easy. Yeah. This is just an ad for packing cubes. Packing cubes.
Not sponsored.
So last night I watched a movie.
Oh, you watched the Amanda Seyfried one?
I did. I watched the Amanda Seyfried one. It's called Things Seen and Heard. It has a very mediocre score on all the things. Mm. So it's a movie about like, it's basically like a suspenseful film that kind of like leans into the paranormal a bit. It's about a husband and a wife in the 80s with their daughter who, like, the husband gets, like, an opportunity to work at a different university, so they move to upstate New York, and they move into a really old house, and, mm-hmm. you know, creaky things happen. But really, what the movie is about is marriage. That's mm-hmm. really it. And I was watching it with Gabe, and Gabe and I just have, like, very different perspectives on, like, what a scary movie is. Because I also didn't think this movie was scary. But I think that, like, the movies that make me uncomfortable that are scary aren't the same ones that he thinks are scary. Though I've never seen him. He hasn't watched Hereditary, and I feel like that one's, like, the binding agent. Like,
yeah.
Like, oh, you don't know shit until you watch Hereditary.
We all feel the same what the fuck at the same moments.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And, like, what's worse is that it's, like, a movie that I, like, as much as I want to watch it with him, I don't actually want to watch the movie again. I have no desire to rewatch it. But I do want to kind of watch it just so I could see him and be like, see? See how fucked up?
I fucking told you this shit's crazy.
But we were watching the movie yesterday, and we just spent the whole evening making fun of all of the holes in this movie. Mm. And what sucks is that I feel like Amanda Seyfried did, like, such a great job with the
what she was given.
Yeah, and so did all the everybody. They had a great cast.
Yeah, it looks like a good cast.
It's definitely like a book movie. Like it was a movie based on a book, and it's like a book that you probably picked up to, you know, like on in the airport, and you read it on a plane. Yes. You know, and it ended so, I do think you should watch it because okay. it's an interesting exploration of, you know,
marriage and moving to upstate New York.
Obviously, like all the things we're curious about. but it's not like scary. It's like, it just gets to a point where you're like, what? Wait, what?
Oh, man.
And,
I'll watch it. Okay. You know, I'll probably watch it on my flight tomorrow.
Oh, it's true. You're flying out tomorrow.
Yeah. But really quick about this movie. So watching the trailer, I very much felt like, oh, this is like a modern day, like What Lies Beneath. Like it made me feel like I know what the movie will be about because I saw What Lies Beneath.
A little bit. It's very like if What Lies Beneath meets the Amityville Horror Story meets. That's probably it. What Lies Beneath meets Amityville Horror. Yeah. And that's what he was telling me. We were watching the movie. He's like, this is just the Amityville story.
Well, because it's in upstate New York.
Exactly. And I'm like, and it has, like, an old house. And there's, like, you know, old habits. It was very reminiscent, I feel, to the vibe. Not so much, like, the execution, but the vibe of the first season of American Horror Story.
Okay.
You know, where it's, like, in this house is, like, all these ghosts, and all these ghosts, like, kind of reflect the issues going on in the house. Mm. And it made me miss American Horror Story Season 1. Which is yet another thing that I probably love them so much and don't feel comfortable watching again.
Like, yeah? Yeah. Because I rewatched Season 1, like, a lot.
You know what it is for me? And this is going to be a spoiler for those of you who haven't seen it. It's when the daughter realizes that she's dead. Mm. Because that was such, for me, it was such a good shock.
Yeah.
That I still, like, have the vision of her, like, decomposing body and part of the house. And when I think about that, it just makes me so tremendously sad. Because that's how we all felt. When that scene happens, when you realize that she can't get out of this house, I felt so profoundly depressed that, like, that's the only reason I don't watch it. Even though I felt like it was such an effective moment. But I'll rewatch it, especially before any of the other seasons, maybe. But it did remind me a little bit of that first season. And also of, like, this game that I played. Edith Finch, Edith Finch game.
No.
The what's beneath or whatever Edith Finch. I think you may have it too. Michael might have downloaded it for
Let's
you.
Let's find out.
What's eating Gilbert Green?
Yeah.
What remains of Edith Finch?
Got it.
Yeah. Beautiful game. Really kind of spoopy, but beautiful game.
All right. So speaking of watching things, so we watched West Side Story last week.
Ooh, the original?
Yeah, the OG.
Okay.
So I haven't seen it in like over 10 years. Michael hasn't seen it since he was like a child. So he doesn't even remember what the movie was about. And for me, I just remember like the first time that I watched it, I was like, I don't get it. Like, this is fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But I watched it last week and I was like, oh, I get it now. Like, these musical numbers, all of the...
da, 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 da.
I hate that I can't whistle right now because of the weird, like, mouth thing that I have going on, you know? It was so good. Like, brown face and other issues aside...
Yes.
These musical numbers, fantastic.
Amazing. The music, so fun.
Oh, my God. So good. I mean... The fights between the Jets and the Sharks just made me, like, angry all the time because I was like, this is so unnecessary. But also, every fight in movies, TV shows, games, real life, they should all be done via musical number.
100%. It's gorgeous.
I don't know why they don't. It's, you know, like, wow. The jazz routines? Gorgeous. A thing of beauty.
Oh, God. But I love the smaller nipples.
I heard the smaller nipples.
I love the smaller nipples. The smaller,
I was like, well, that's very specific because I don't recall seeing any.
God, it's from all the tiodes that we bullshit in this house. All of them. I love the smaller numbers too. The like, I feel pretty.
Oh, so good.
And I like to be in America. That whole number is so fun.
I think my favorite is cool.
Ooh, cool cats.
Yeah. Wow. And that tracking like shot of them like being like really close to the floor and like snapping their fingers and like moving close to the camera, I was like, oh, this is incredible. It's like I've never seen it. It was like watching it for the first time, and even Michael was watching it, and he's like, oh wow, it's like it's pretty good. I'm like, yeah. It really is. Like, I get it. I get why people really, really enjoy it now. So now I'm excited for the new one.
Oh my God, the remake. It looks so good.
It really does.
I'm very, very excited. I grew up, there were two musicals that I saw kind of back to back, the first two musicals mm-hmm. I ever saw. I actually can't remember if it was if West Side Story was the first one or if Don Quixote was the first one.
Okay.
But I remember watching the movie. I remember watching West Side Story, the movie, before watching the play.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I think my mom made me watch the movie in preparation for the show. And I was maybe like 6 or 7. Okay. So it was a little dark to show me.
Yeah.
But I remember I watched it at the Actors Playhouse.
Wow.
And it was so cool. And I think that maybe like the month after, 'cause I was in chorus, and my chorus teacher was obsessed with Don Quixote at the time. So we sang a bunch of Don Quixote songs in English and in Spanish, all of them. So I went to see Don Quixote, like, maybe, like, the next week.
Damn.
So I can't really remember. But West Side Story is, like...
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. It's, like, it's one of those that now I'm excited, like, you know, if we have kids, like, to show them this thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was phenomenal, honestly. Like, when they're doing I Like to Be in America. Okay. I just have a thing now where, like, I want to own every type of dress where I can twirl in.
Yeah.
I get it. I'm like,
yeah.
Hello. I just want to walk around, you know, like moving just my skirt around. Yeah. No, it's wow. You know what other number I really liked? When Tony and Maria meet for the first time at the dance, where they everybody disappears and they do like the
yes, da na 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 na, da 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 da.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was beautiful. That was.
That whole scene is so incredible, especially because the way they direct it is always, like, and the lights and stuff, where, like, yeah. It's, like, this fast and, like, cool dance and everything stops.
Yeah.
And they see each other. Oh. It's so good.
It really is. It really is. I get it. I'm a convert. I get it.
What made you watch? Was it Rita Moreno?
Like,
what was
No. So, you know, Diana, my friend that lives in Atlanta.
Yes.
She works for TCM.
Oh,
and
right.
TCM had their film festival, like, from the 6th through the 9th, and that was, like, their feature film because I think it's the 60th anniversary.
Mm, wow.
So I was like, oh, like, we'll watch it, you know, because I haven't seen it in forever. I want to know, like, if I would still feel the same way I felt about it. I don't. Yeah, so now it's on TCM for the time being. Like, they added, like, other stuff, but that was the one that, I really wanted to watch because I didn't know how the film festival would work, like if they would be removed afterward. It hasn't been. Mm. Yeah.
Awesome. Maybe I'll make sit Gabe down.
Yeah.
Even though he's told me, like, after watching that movie last night, he's like, I'm choosing the next. He was so bad.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
So from watching that, I've been watching a lot of, like, the countdown, like, Miss Mojo videos or whatever. They've done, like, a lot on, like their top 10, like tap routines or, like, musical numbers. And then it's, like, in modern movie musicals. So it was from 1985 to now.
Mm-hmm.
And other things, like, featuring older movies. And now a movie that I really want to watch that I've never seen completely, just, like, some of the numbers, is White Christmas.
Never seen it. I've never seen it. Yeah.
I watched, there was like one of the numbers that they put in the, in one of the top tens that I watched, that I was like, this has to be one of the prettiest numbers I think I've ever seen. which features George Clooney's mom.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was really, really pretty. So yeah, now I'm on like a whole, I want to watch like as many movie musicals as I can.
Let's do it. Yeah. I mean, I'm inviting myself.
Let's do it. I mean, I say this as like a movie musical fan. Yeah. There's just like, I hadn't realized how many I haven't seen.
I'm the same way. There's a lot I haven't seen.
Which I'm like, wait, exactly how many are there? Cause I just thought that movie musicals were... This is going to sound very, maybe, ignorant or naive, even though I know that it's not the truth. But, like, I thought that, like, that genre became a genre, like, in the late 80s. It's not to say that they I know that they've existed for a long time, but maybe my knowledge of it is really, like, present day. Because okay. I just felt that, like, every movie before was just, like, there was always a musical number. You know?
But you know, you're not actually wrong, because all of those like old MGM films for the most part always had some sort of musical number, since many of the production houses were trying to capitalize on having, you know, both hit songs and whatever. And so it's not that far-fetched for you to say that. Even though there was like a huge surge in like the 80s, you know, with like Flashdance and
Well, one that I want to say that I've never seen is A Chorus Line.
Ooh, that one's fun. And you could see Michael Douglas.
Yes.
He plays the director in
that. Yes. So I want to see that one. One that I haven't seen in a very long time is Seven Wives for Seven Brothers or whatever. Brides for Seven Brothers.
Never seen it.
I really want to see it. I know it's very problematic.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why is it problematic?
It's kind of like... from what I keep seeing in, like, these videos, it's, like, it's a little rapey.
A little rapey?
Yeah, because, like, they basically, like, the seven brides are supposed to marry, like, these other men, but then these, like, seven brothers show up and kind of, like, trick them into marrying them.
What?
And then there's, like, it's very weird, but the musical numbers look beautiful. So it's one of those that it's definitely like from its time, which is like 1950 something, like early 1950s, maybe late 1940s. So I'm like, okay,
yeah,
we do it.
You know which ones I've, you know what the ones that I've never seen that I literally never tell anybody, but I guess I'll tell everybody now. I've never seen Guys and Dolls, and I've also never seen How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying.
I've never seen that one.
I only know songs from both. I know some songs. Like, I can say, like, oh, that's from How to Succeed or whatever. But everybody, especially in the musical theater community, like, you have to know Guys and Dolls. And I've never, ever
I've never
seen it.
I've never seen it completely.
Yeah, no.
I've seen, like...
Yeah, I'm sure that there. I've seen on it, too, but I don't know. I've never seen it.
Well, I'm excited if you really want to do this. I'm excited because I was going to do it anyway.
Yeah, I'm down.
I'm probably going to start with White Christmas just because I'm like, I'm in that mood.
I feel like that was on our list when we were putting together like our shameful watch party list.
Yeah.
White Christmas was one of them, but then we chose to go with...
Something else.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Actually, you know, I felt so good. I was watching... I want to say, I think it was Jimmy Kimmel or whatever. No, mentira. It was this week's SNL.
Okay.
And they were talking about Ron DeSantis and how Ron DeSantis looks like one of the bullies from the movie that we saw. Fuck, what was the movie?
We have...
You know,
A Christmas Story?
A Christmas Story. That looked like one of the movies from A Christmas Story. And I was like, I can
know
it now. And he does.
He does.
I still, like, sit there sometimes and I'm like, man. No, not, it was, what was the other one? The one that we, It's a Beautiful, one. It's a Wonderful Life. Well, every once in a while, like, I'll get on the topic with Gabe and I'm like, I really feel like such a moron because it's such a good movie.
And honestly, since we've watched it to now, I'm like, kind of want to fuck around and watch it again.
Right?
I just want to feel like good.
It's such a wonderful movie.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, I'm totally down to watch.
Okay.
Like some
movies. Yeah, I mean, of course, like in the list that I've been watching, they like have Mamma Mia, and I'm like, yes, you don't have to tell me.
Yeah.
All of the numbers are perfect.
Yeah, you don't have to sell some of us else.
Yeah.
Are there any like modern ones that you haven't seen? Like, have you seen?
There's probably a lot that I haven't seen.
Like, there's, I'm trying to think, like, there's like Repo, the Genetic Opera.
I've never seen that one.
That one's like very like kitschy, culty, you know? That's the one with Paris Hilton in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Jensen Ackles.
Mm-hmm, and Jensen Ackles is in it too. What are some other like modern ones? Oh, because Mamma Mia came out, we were all like, this is great.
Yeah.
But there were some other musicals that kind of floated around in that time, and it was like, oh, we're not ready for this musical right now. I forgot what it was. Whatever. But yeah. There's a ton that I haven't seen, and mm-hmm. I would love to sit and watch them with you.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. I really want to watch a lot of, like, the older stuff to really, like, understand the genre and, like, what it's turned into. You know which one is one that I've never seen, which is a modern one? Mm. Fame.
Oh.
I've never watched Fame. I know the opening scene. No, I think it's the end when they finally do Fame. Mm-hmm. I know that by heart. I know the entire scene by heart. I have no idea anything else about the movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can watch Fame.
I was going to say Center Stage, but that's not... Would that be considered a musical?
No, that's a dance movie.
Yeah.
That's a dance movie. I love Center Stage,
though. Yeah, me too. So good. It was Zoe Saldana.
Yeah. There was, like... You know how, like, last year when we were really, like, on TikTok all the time? Mm-hmm. Not like now, where we're still on TikTok all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But there was, like... For a long time, they were using that audio file from that movie where Ryan
what's which Ryan
the movie with the Theater of Stars.
Oh, La La Land.
They were using a lot of people were using that clip for the longest time, and I heard it recently in like another TikTok because it kind of faded, and it made me so happy. It like took me right back to like right before quarantine. It, I don't know, wow. It just, like, kind of, like, transported me to, like, a time before. And I was like, wow.
So La La Land is another one I want to rewatch. Mm. See if I feel the same about the ending as I did. Because I'm one that likes the ending
I like the ending, too. I don't think they needed to.
Yeah. You know. I don't think everything needs a happy ending.
At all.
I think it was a happy ending. You know, mm-hmm. overall, but they not in, like, the way people wanted it to be.
They weren't a great couple, guys.
They weren't. Just because you like Ryan Gosling does not mean that he plays a good partner in movies.
At all. Really.
Yeah. There was another one I was going to say that I want to... Oh, one that, like, I don't remember is Rent.
Rent? Really? Yeah.
Like, it's like when we watched the live, I remembered everything, but it's like... When I try to really, like, go in my mind to remember things about it, I remember, like, snippets, but not the whole thing. So I really want to revisit that. I know that I can't do that with Gabe, but...
Who cares?
yeah, I really want to see it again.
I mean, not that you need it, but I'm pretty sure I have the DVD.
Okay.
Under my bed.
Perfect.
Yeah. Rent is fun. I remember watching Rent... It was such a big deal when Rent came out.
Yeah.
Because, like, it had the original cast and all mm-hmm. that. And I remember seeing that in the theater next to FIU and seeing one of my acting professors there watching it, too.
Aww.
Yeah. He's the one that actually who passed away.
Aww.
Yeah. We ran into each other there. And I remember being like, Wayne, remember? Like, oh, my Aww. God. It's so great. And then we ended up doing Rent, like, a year or so later. So it was cool. I love Rent. No, but there was what's the movie with Kevin Costner? Oh my god. None. Who Dances with Wolves.
Oh god, no, please.
Kevin Bacon.
Oh, Footloose?
Footloose. Have you seen Footloose?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen both the original and the remake.
I have the remake is fun.
It was good.
It's a really good one.
I think it was a good cast. Like it was fun. You know, I don't know that like anyone watches Footloose for like the like Oscar-worthy acting or anything.
I don't think so. now. But it is fun.
Yeah. Yeah, Footloose I've seen. There was one movie that I was thinking about the other day that was like a shameful one for me to have, for never having seen it. But I don't remember what it is now.
A shameful one?
No. Oh, since we're speaking of movies, did you read about what happened with Citizen Kane?
Yes. Oh, you mean that it lost its place?
Yes. Now Paddington 2 is the best movie of all time.
Oh my god. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, forever and ever, Citizen Kane has been regarded as the like highest like critically acclaimed film of all time and has always like been like almost like a perfect movie, score. And somebody
A hero,
really, yeah, dug up, like, one bad review, mm-hmm. like, that was never counted toward the total, and now that it is counted toward that total, yep. it ruins the average, yep. and now that means that number one spot has gone to Paddington 2.
Yep. And you know what? Every film YouTube channel I follow, whenever they do, like, top whatever of a specific genre, Paddington 2 is always in it.
I've never seen any of the
Paddingtons. I haven't seen them either. I know right now, like, they're available. Like, you could rent them through Amazon. We just haven't done it. But people love them. Like, Paddington 2 is, like, the shit for certain people.
But that's just a bizarre, sentence. It's a bizarre sentence. Like, watch Paddington 2. Like, do you have to watch Paddington 1? You should, but...
Paddington 2 is really where it's at.
That's the jam. It's like,
what? Yeah. So I love this whole, like, thing of Paddington 2 is now the best movie of all time.
Do you think that the, like, directors and the creators are like, man, we made it?
Well, did you read Paddington tweeted about it?
Did he really?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Oh, I don't remember. I read it, like, a couple of weeks ago. But the whole thing just makes me laugh. And, like, it happened after we'd watched Mank. So it just made it even better for me.
Is Mank good?
That is such a loaded question.
I mean, is it?
Mank isn't bad. But Mank, like, I don't know, like, cool things about Mank. It sounds like a movie of that time where, you know, like, they hadn't just, like, they had just started introducing talkies. So the audio is kind of, like, sounds old. But it was fine. I mean, I don't know. There's just been so many movies about Citizen Kane and so many things said about Citizen Kane that I'm like, really? We needed a new, like, a whole-ass other movie about it? I personally would have rather had a movie about Amanda Seyfried's character. Oh, that's not always. And, like, how they may have dealt with, like, Citizen Kane coming out, knowing that it's about, like, her relationship with William Randolph Hearst. You know, like, I think that would have been, that, like, present day would have been a better film.
Well, shameful plug here. Not plug, but shameful watch issue. I've also never seen Citizen Kane.
I can tell you what it's about in, like, 2 seconds.
Tell me.
It's, like, 4 hours.
Okay, is that all I need to know? Yeah, it's 4 hours.
It's really long. Before people come at me. I know it's not 4 hours long, but it's really long. It's about, like, a newspaper tycoon who, like, it just follows, like, how he became the man, how he became Citizen Kane, right? And, like, owns all of the things, and then, like, goes through, like, his relationship with a young actress and all of that, like, who was really his mistress.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Which, for the time, it was, like, a big deal, you know? Mm-hmm. It's an epic at the end of the day. So it's, like, if you want to see it, but definitely, like, just split it in parts.
Should I watch that before I watch Gone with the Wind?
Watch Gone with the Wind first.
Really?
Yeah. It'll be more entertaining.
Really?
Thinking of, like, how you and I enjoy movies, I feel. Mm-hmm. Like, you would find Gone with the Wind easier to digest.
Okay.
Because it's prettier. It's in color, you know, like.
That's true.
All of the racism aside. All of the shitty parts aside. The costumes are beautiful.
That is worth it. Plus, isn't Gone with the Wind the movie where the first, like, African-American actress was able to win
an Oscar? Oh, yeah, Hattie McDaniels. Yeah, she won. She's the first black woman to win an Oscar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do it for that, but.
Yeah. Yeah, if anything, honestly, Hattie McDaniels.
I'll do it for Hattie.
That is.
I'm fine with that.
Ma'am.
I know everybody, like, I just want to understand all these scrolls.
I hate that, like, she existed in a time where she didn't have more opportunities, because I just feel like she would have just been fucking fantastic.
I know.
Another movie that I've never seen. Sorry, thinking of her just made my brain go like 80 miles a minute, like a second. Carmen Jones.
Oh.
I've seen Carmen, the hip hop story. On MTV with Beyonce as Carmen.
Yes.
I've never seen the original.
I've never either. I've seen
Carmen. With Dorothy Dandridge, right?
Dorothy Dandridge.
Yeah. I've never seen it.
I don't think I've seen it either, but I do remember seeing the movie Dorothy Dandridge.
I've never seen that. Yeah, I actually have never seen any of Dorothy's movies.
I haven't either, except for the movie that is about her and she's not in. you know.
it's one of those things.
I love if people come to this podcast looking for like reviews on, like, real film reviews on things.
This is it, guys. You came to the right place. You
came to the right place. We know it all.
Yeah. Listen, we've talked about a lot of movies in the span of time. Like,
yeah.
And we could keep going. All right.
For sure.
It just kind of is what it is with us. But yeah, honestly, and Gone with the Wind is on HBO Max.
Yeah, that's it. But I feel like I really have to, like, watch it.
Well, that one is 4 hours long. It has an intermission.
Okay.
That's how you know.
Yeah.
I watched it. It was 2 VHSs.
Oh, yeah.
And we only had 1 TV with a VHS in the house at that time.
So then your family must have loved you when you were like, Mommy, mirando Gone with the Wind.
No, it was like a Saturday where, like, no one was home, so I got away with it, but any other time, forget it.
No way.
But I was already a full-fledged adult.
Hey, at least you could say you saw it. Like, you have that on your, you know, you.
I'll watch it with you if you want.
Yeah, before.
I'll watch one of them.
You'll watch one whatever of the tapes.
What are the parts that you, part A or B, however you want to split it. I just really like the costumes in that movie. I just, honestly, that's that and, like, Rhett Butler at the end of it all. I watched a 4-hour film just to get to. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. It was so worth it. It was so worth it.
You know what other movies I really want to watch? I want to watch all of the Audrey Hepburn films.
Whenever you want, I love them.
Yeah. I want to watch, what's that movie? You know which
Breakfast
movie?
At Tiffany's?
No.
No. My Fair Lady.
No.
No.
I'm doing this because of the dress. Sabrina.
Oh, Sabrina's so pretty.
Yeah, I want to watch Sabrina.
I love that one.
Yeah. Watching that documentary on her was really, like, oh, God.
Charade is fun.
Charade is good?
Charade is a lot. I own that one. So that one, whenever you want. You can come over. I can come over. I bring my Blu-ray.
Fantastic.
I love that movie.
We can do it. Yeah, it wasn't a great time period for women, but it was a great time period for fashion.
Yeah.
And it was also a great time period for, like, collaboration between women and fashion, mm-hmm. and like,
yeah.
That's when all these fashion houses started, like, getting, you know, becoming names, like Givenchy and whatever, like, you gotta admire.
Yep.
It's like watching Downton. I'm trying to get my mom to watch Downton.
Yes, please.
She's totally Downton to watch it.
Hey!
Boom, boom, boom. She already watched The Crown and was like,
I need more.
Yeah, she got so mad. She was like, there's only 4 seasons? And I'm like, well, they have to make them, Mom.
Yeah, like, that's like current.
It has to, like, hello, there's more story. You, Diana's still alive.
Yeah.
But I was like, watch Downton, and I'm like, look, it's slow, but the fashion.
Oh, my God.
Fuck.
Yes. I've been rewatching it little by little. Like, every now and then I'm like, oh, I'll watch an episode because it's now for free on Amazon, like, most of it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, I've been watching it like that, and I'm really enjoying it. That show's just fucking...
It's timeless.
Fantastic.
It's so good, and it makes you feel so, like, warm.
Yeah.
But I have to get through Veep first.
Another movie that we can watch that's old. It's not a movie musical. It's with Lauren Bacall and Humphrey Bogart. I believe it was To Have and Have Not.
Okay.
It's fantastic.
I've never seen it. I don't know any of these films.
Yeah, I watched The Maltese Falcon recently. That was good.
Yeah?
Yeah. You would probably enjoy it.
The Maltese Falcon?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's about, like, an artifact, which is the Maltese Falcon. I thought it was about a ship. Not a ship, sorry. I thought it was about a plane. It wasn't about a plane.
It wasn't about a ship. It wasn't about a plane.
No. But,
Is it about the statue here?
Yeah, it's about that statue, the Maltese Falcon. And it's kind of like a murder mystery. Like, not really whodunit, but, like, definitely, like, film noir and all of that.
Ooh.
It was just so good.
You know, I love me some film noir.
So good.
It's not even a cute falcon.
At all. Everybody's and it's in black and white. So, like, this, whatever you're looking at right now is very gratuitous with their color photos.
You mean this? This is not how Humphrey Bogart looks in the movie?
Nope. He's in black and white.
This is beautiful, the way they painted him, though.
Yeah. No. He looks great.
The falcon is lame. It looks like it's made of, like, coal.
Yeah. You know what it reminds me of? Is it Sam the Eagle?
Oh my god, the Muppet?
Yeah, that's what the Maltese Falcon reminds me of. But yeah, that one's fun. Yeah, because of HBO, I've been watching a lot of older movies since they have the TCM hub on there. I'm really making use of our subscription.
Good, as you should. Have you seen Bedknobs and Broomsticks? I'll watch that with you if you haven't.
I haven't seen it since I was a kid, so I don't remember it. And you and Epi bring it up fairly often.
It's so good.
Oh, Crybaby, I will watch any day of the week.
Crybaby is great.
Oh, I love Crybaby so much. I remember when I showed it to Michael and it kind of got started and he was like, what the fuck are you making? What did you watch as a teenager? I'm like, quality, yes. Baby.
This is amazing.
And quality.
This actually came on Broadway for like a hot minute.
I remember.
And I was so bummed. Well, mostly because it like closed in like 8 months. But I was bummed because I really wanted to see it.
Same.
Tommy is one of my favorites. I love Tommy.
I have never seen Tommy. And really? I know it. I know, like, the soundtrack, like, the back of my hand.
Oh.
I used to go to sleep listening to the soundtrack.
I mean, it's a pretty fucked up story.
Yeah.
I mean, you could tell from the music.
Yeah.
But it is pretty fun. Actually, FIU did a version of Tommy. Yeah. Many years ago. Look, Carmen Jones.
So, for those of you listening, we've decided to now just on air go through the list of movie musicals because we are who we are. White Christmas is on
there it.
See, it's like it's a good movie.
Exactly. Of course it is.
Grease.
Grease.
Oh. Moulin Rouge. Yeah. I'm good. I've never seen that again.
The Muppets are all over the place. This is like the third Muppets movie I've seen on this list.
Dreamgirls I've never seen.
Really?
Never seen it.
No. Oh, God, it's excellent. It's
Oliver, so I've excellent. Seen.
Oliver, I've seen. Fame, I've seen.
Actually, Oliver, every time I've seen it, has been in school.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Chirac. We saw Chirac.
We saw that one, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one that's based on Lysistrata.
Yes, it is. Yes. Fiddler on the Roof. Ugh, have you seen Fiddler?
Yes, I've seen it. Hello, I also own the
final. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, All That Jazz I've never seen.
I haven't either, but I do want to see... Before I watch All That Jazz, I want to watch the Fosse show.
Oh, let's do that. I want to see it too. It's on Hulu.
Yeah.
So if we ever get Hulu back...
God.
The Meaning of Life, absolutely.
The best.
Blues Brothers, never seen it.
You've never seen it? I love the Blues Brothers.
Never seen it.
Oh, that's so
that's one of my shameful ones because I know that I will enjoy every moment of it.
Oh,
see, Seven Brides
for Seven Brothers. Look at you, Charlie. No, I'm not watching that again.
Good.
Funny Face. I've never seen it.
Oh, I have. Really good.
I've also never seen Help.
It is so good. I own it.
Of course you have it.
I love all of the Beatles movies. They're just a good time. It is a movie about a group of water signs and air signs. It's just fun.
That's all that matters. I've also never seen Oklahoma.
Me either, but you know what I would rather watch instead of... Actually, no. I do want to watch that because it's Chandler Bing's favorite. But I also want to watch the stage production that came out like less than 5 years ago.
The one with Hugh Jackman?
Is it? No. One of the last Tonys that we watched had the revival of Oklahoma on there. And I was very intrigued to watch it because, like, I think the lead, she's in a wheelchair. It was, like, really cool.
Okay.
Like, everything that they, like, the way that they kind of set everything up to ensure, like, her safety and, like, her ability to participate was just...
Okay.
Yeah, got me really into being like, oh, I want to see it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm down.
Hair I've seen a lot.
I've seen Hair too many times. Have you ever seen Godspell?
No.
That one's really... It's not for everybody. I love Godspell.
Like, I hear that it's like it's... You're one or the other. You know,
yeah,
you're like...
Yeah, some people are Godspell. Other people are Jesus Christ Superstar. Mm. I lean more Godspell because Godspell is a lot more hippie.
Mm.
And it's really... it's a hippie show.
Yeah.
But what's his name? Victor...
Garber?
Victor Garber plays Jesus in the movie.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. He's so hot.
He's very hot as Jesus. Mamma Mia.
Bye Bye Birdie. I've seen.
Never seen Bye Bye Birdie.
That episode on Mad Men from like season one where they kind of copy Bye Bye Birdie at the end got me intrigued. Mm-hmm. So I watched it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like one of those that like I know about, but I've never seen.
Oh, we can rewatch it.
So you, Todd? It's good.
I'm good.
Easter Parade, I've never seen. Sound of Music, yes. Little Shop, Chicago. Mary Poppins Returns, yes. Guys and Dolls.
Look at it.
I've never seen that. I've seen parts of The Music Man.
Same, but I've never seen the whole thing.
I've never heard of The Royal Wedding, The Sapphires, Willy Wonka, The Chocolate Factory. Hedwig!
What is that?
One of my favorites. I love Hedwig. Lagan? Once Upon a Time in India?
I've seen clips of that. That looks like a good time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've seen clips of this one, Yankee Doodle Dandy. I've seen clips of On the Town.
Yeah, same. I've never seen Funny Girl.
Neither have I.
Just keep this list handy and we'll just go through it.
Yeah.
Hairspray, I love. I've watched Hairspray so many times.
I love this version of Hairspray and the old version of Hairspray.
Yes, they're both really good.
Really good, yeah. The King and I, I've definitely seen a ton of times.
I've never seen it.
My mom loves The King and I. You never seen it?
No.
It's very romantic. Enchanted. I love Enchanted.
So do I.
They were playing Enchanted music at the Disney store when I was there. And the best part about wearing a mask now is that you can sing and nobody really cares.
Yeah.
And no one also knows where you are.
Yeah.
So I was like, I've been dreaming of a true love's kiss. Victor Victoria is great.
Never seen it.
Cabaret. Have you seen Cabaret?
Never.
Oh,
and wow. I know it's on HBO because I have it in my list.
You should. You would like Cabaret.
I know.
It's so fun. 42nd Street, I've seen.
Mm-mm.
My Fair Lady, Avi. You saw this.
I did see the West Side Story.
Oh, once. I saw this with you.
I love that movie.
The Once is so good.
It needs more love.
Did you know Esta Mujer that we've been watching in all these movies? The one who's in... the show with Ray Romano that we just finished.
Oh, Chrissy.
Made for Love. She was in the musical version of Once.
Yeah.
I didn't
She's
know.
She's the main girl.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know. See, the musical.
That's how I know her.
I saw the movie. But I've seen her in other things. But I didn't know that's where she was from.
We can watch a clip. So when you see the clip, you're like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. Because her face is super familiar.
Oh, the French Can-Can.
The French Can-Can? Can-Can? The French
Can-Can? Oh, I want to watch that one. Sing Street.
Sing Street, yeah. I think I haven't seen it, but I've definitely seen this poster a million times. Umbrellas, I'm sure. Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, I've never seen.
Same.
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins.
Well, you tried to watch this one.
Yes.
Meet Me in St. Louis.
Which we guess so. Yeah. I've never seen An American in Paris.
Neither have I. I've seen An American Werewolf in Paris.
Yes.
Which is basically the same thing, right?
Obviously.
I still haven't seen Rocketman.
Oh, we can watch that. That one's fun. Yeah. I've never seen Swing Time.
Swing Time?
I've seen a lot of the numbers, never the full movie.
Have you ever seen, you've seen The Producers, right?
No.
Like,
none of
neither one?
Neither one. So you don't know Springtime for Hitler and Germany.
Oh, nope. God.
That you know what, is a movie musical that came before its time. It wasn't, no one was ready for that's the what producers. That's what I keep
hearing about it, like hearing but of it, but.
I love, that movie's fun. I've never seen Hard Day's Night. Top Hat I've never seen. Singing in the Rain. Yeah, you've seen it too.
Yeah. Wizard of Oz. I own that one too.
That one's considered number one, Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
Alright, well, whatever.
They did that.
Cool. That, I don't know where this episode went. We just went in 1,700 directions, but that's what you can expect when you come over.
And listen to the Baby Lambs podcast.
But you're going out of town.
I am. I'm going out of town tomorrow. We are going to Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Okay, nice.
We're going to be with family, which will be nice. Something that I should have researched and didn't. Well, I researched, like, what their COVID restrictions are, right? Which I was prepared for. But what I wasn't prepared for is how much of it is closed.
Makes sense.
So, but it'll be fine. It's cold as shit still over there.
Cool. You'll be able to escape this for a little bit.
I know. And I'm okay with just walking around.
Good.
You know? So that'll be nice to just go somewhere else. And they live in, like, they're, like, fairly central within Cambridge. So, like, walking to Harvard and like that little area won't be rough.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna miss you.
I'm gonna miss you too. It'll be fun.
But I'm excited for you. You've been so ready to get the hell out of here for a while. So I hope you and Michael have a wonderful time.
Thanks.
And I hope that it's a wonderful surprise for the family, or at least for Penelope.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll be back next week where you can regale us with all of the all of your Bostonian Cambridge stories.
Yes.
But yeah, if you guys want to follow us, you can follow us on Baby Lambs Podcast on Instagram, or Baby Lambs Pcast on Twitter, which we're never using. You can also follow us on Twitch, where we're also listed as Baby Lambs Podcast, where you can find some of our past episodes of our Hunt a Killer series, which we will be bringing back up soon. You'll be hearing more about that on Instagram. That's really the best place to get to us. You could also email us at babylambspodcast@gmail.com. If you tell us what movie musicals you shamefully have not watched, or have you watched all of them and just feel ashamed of us? I don't know. Let us know.
Like, did we upset you? Did this, like, did we just grind your gears because we haven't seen so much?
Yeah. Do you want me to return my degree in theater to the university?
Yes. I'm going to send them a strongly worded email. Like, how dare you let Ashley graduate with this degree?
You know what, though? I've heard that a lot for a long time. Let us know. You can always email us, or you could DM us on Instagram. We're always there. So We love you. We'll see you soon. And we can't wait to talk to you next week and share some new stories.
Yeah. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Baby Lambs Podcast. Artwork created by Janabel Art. You can follow her on Instagram at Janabel Art, or you can follow her studio at Studio Nami Tattoo. Music created by Daniel LaCosta and produced by Sunset Studios Miami. You can follow them on their Instagram at Sunset Studios Miami.
And you can follow us on Instagram via our handle at Baby Lambs Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter at Baby Lambs Pcast or Baby Lambs Podcast. You can find us now on iTunes and Google Play and even on CastBox, which is actually a really cool app. Also by finding us via our handle, Baby Lambs Podcast, or by visiting our website at babylambspodcast.com. Thanks again for listening.